ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయం ఉదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిన్ భవతి నైష్టికీ. శృణుదాం స్వకదా కృష్ణ పుణ్యశ్రావణ కీర్తన హృద్యందస్థో హ్యభద్రాణి విదనోతి సుహృత్సదాం. So there are some verses from 15 to 17. Okay, 15 and 16 I will read. అలం దుగ్ధై రుమై దీనై ఖిలానాం శివమస్తువః వాక్షీ హేషా వరా కన్యా పత్నీత్వే ప్రతిగృహ్యతాం. There's no need to burn these poor trees any longer. Let whatever trees still remain be happy. Indeed, you should also be happy. Now, here is a beautiful, well-qualified girl named Marisha, who was raised by the trees as their daughter. You may accept this beautiful girl as your wife. ఇత్యామంద్య వరారోహాం కన్యాం అప్సరసీం నృప సోమో రాజాయో దత్వా తే ధర్మేణోపయేమిరే. సుఖదేవ గోస్వామి కంటిన్యూడ్. మై డియర్ కింగ్, ఆఫ్టర్ దస్ స్పెసిఫైయింగ్ ద ప్రజేదాస్, Soma, the king of the moon, gave them the beautiful girl born of Pramloja Apsara. The Prajedas all received Pramloja's daughter, who had high, very beautiful hips, and married her according to the religious system. Tebhyastasyam samabhavad daksha pradedasakila yasya praja visargena loga apuritastraya. So that's on the board, okay. Tebhya tasyam samabhavan daksha prajedasa kila yasya praja visargena loka apurita trayaha. తేభ్యస్తస్యాం సమభవన్ దక్ష ప్రాజేదస కిల యస్య ప్రజా విసర్గేన లోకా ఆపూరితాస్త్రయః. తేభ్యస్తస్యాం సమభవన్ दक्ष प्रादेदस किल यस्य प्रजा विसर्गेन लोका आपूरिदाश्रयः तेभ्यस्तस्यां समभवन् दक्ष प्रादेदस किल यस्य प्रजा विसर्गेन लोका आपूरिदाश्रयः. This Canto 6, Chapter 4, Text Number 17. So please recite. Tebhyastasyam samabhavan Daksha pradedasa kila Yasya praja visargena Loga apuridastreha. तेभ्यस्तस्यां समभवन् दक्षपादेदस किल यस्य प्रजा विसर्गेण लोका आपूरिताश्रयः तेभ्यस्तस्यां समभवन् दक्षपादेदस किल यस्य प्रजा विसर्गेण लोका आपूरिताश्रयः तेभ्यस्तस्यां समभवन् दक्षपादेदस किल Maharajis, Tebhyaham, from all the Prajedas, Tasyam, in her, Samabhavan, was generated. Dakshaha, Daksha, the expert in begetting children. Prajedasaha, the son of the Prajedas. Kila, indeed, yasya, of whom, prajavisargena, by the generation of living entities, lokaha, the worlds, apurita, filled, traya, three. Translation and purports by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. In the womb of that girl, the Prajedas all begot a son named Daksha, who filled the three worlds with living entities. Please repeat. In the womb of that girl, everybody please repeat. In the womb of that girl, the Prajedas all begot a son named Daksha, who filled the three worlds with living entities. Purport. Daksha was first born during the reign of Swayambhuva Manu. But because of offending Lord Shiva, he was punished by having the head of a goat substituted for his own head. Thus insulted, he had to give up that body. And in the sixth Manvantara, called the Chakshusha Manvantara, he was born of the womb of Marisha as Daksha. Marisha as Daksha. In this connection, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes this verse. Chakshushe tvandare prapte prak sarge kala vidrude yasya sarja praja ishta sadaksho daivachodita. His previous body had been destroyed, but he, the same Daksha, inspired by the supreme will, created all the desired living entities in the Chakshusha Manvantara. Bhagavatam 4:30-49. Thus Daksha regained his previous opulence and again begot thousands and millions of children to fill the three worlds. Actually, I had asked for verse number 23, so I'm going up to 23, actually. Yada sasarja bhutani, and this is text number 18. Yada sasarja bhutani, daksho duhitru valsala, redasa manasa chaiva, tanmama mahidasrano. Sukadeva Goswami continued, please hear from me with great attention how Prajapati Daksha, who was very affectionate to his daughters, created different types of living entities through his semen and through his mind. Purport. The word Duhitru Valsala indicates that all the Prajas were born from Daksha's daughters. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura says that apparently Daksha had no son. Manaseva Sujatpurvam Praja Patirima Praja Devasura Manishyadin Nabas Talaka Jalogasa. With his mind, Prajapati Daksha first created all kinds of demigods, demons, human beings, birds, beasts, aquatics, and so on. Tama Brahmhita Malokya Praja Sargam Prajapatihi Vindyapadana Pabrajya Socharan Dushkaram Tabaha. But when Prajapati Daksha saw that he was not properly generating all kinds of living entities, he approached a mountain near the Vindhya mountain range, and there he executed very difficult austerities. Tatragamarshanam nama titam babaharam param ubaspishyana samanam tabasa toshayantharim. Near that mountain was a very holy place named Agamarshana. There Prajapati Daksha executed ritualistic ceremonies and satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari by engaging in great austerities to please him. Astoshin Hamsaguhyena Bhagavandam Madokshajam Tubhyam Dadabidasyami Kasya Dushyan Pyadahari. My dear King, I shall fully explain to you the Hamsaguhya prayers which are offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by Daksha. And I shall explain how the Lord was pleased with him for those prayers. Purport. It is to be understood that Hamsaguhya prayers were not composed by Daksha, but were existing in the Vedic literature. Sri Prajapati Ruvacha Namaparaya Vitatanubodaye Gunatraya Vasa Nimitta Bandave Adishtadamne Gunatatta Buddhivir Nivrittamanaya Dade Soyambuve. Prajapati Daksha said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is transcendental to the illusory energy and the physical categories it produces. He possesses the potency for unfailing knowledge and supreme willpower, and he is the controller of the living entities and the illusory energy. The conditioned souls who have accepted this material manifestation as everything cannot see him, for he is above the evidence of experimental knowledge. Self-evident and self-sufficient, he is not caused by any superior cause. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Purport. The transcendental position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is explained herewith. He is not perceivable by the conditioned souls who are accustomed to material vision and cannot understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead exists in his abode, which is beyond that vision. Even if a materialistic person could count all the atoms in the universe, he would still be unable to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed in Brahma Samhita 5:34, Pandasta Kodi Sadavalsara Sambragamyo Vayo Ratabi Manaso Manipungavanam Sopyasiyal Prabhadasim Nyavijinda Tatte Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srishi Gaur Nithai Ki Jai, Srishi Radha Rasvyari Ji Ki Jai, Sitaram Lakshman Bhaktanuman Ji Ki Jai. The conditioned souls may try to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead for many billions of years through their mental speculative processes, traveling at the speed of the mind or the wind, but still the absolute truth will remain inconceivable to them, because a materialistic person cannot measure the length and breadth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's unlimited existence. If the absolute truth is beyond measurement, one may ask, how can one realize him? The answer is given here by the word Swayambhuve, One may understand him or not, but nevertheless he is existing in his own spiritual potency. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shlakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guruh Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajadam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadudam Parichana Sahidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitascha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namastude Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanasude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vāṅcā kalpatarubhyascha kribāsundubhyevacā paridānam pāvanibhyo vaiṣṇavibhyo namo namā Jāya śrī krishna chaitanya prabhu nityānanda śrī advaita gadādhara śrī vāsadī gaura bhaktavṛndā Hare krishna 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 hare 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 rāma 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 hare 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 krishna 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 hare 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 rāma 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 hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mugangaro divachalam pangam nangayade girim, et kripada mahammande shri gurum dinatharinam, paramananda madhavam, Krishna chaitanya mishiram. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhudale, Srimade Bhaktivedanta Swami Dhanamani, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Restarani. So this chapter is titled the Hans Guhya Prayers, and it is described that it is given in the Vedic literature, and Daksha was simply repeating those prayers. So the last verse I read was the first of those prayers, the Hans Guhya Prayers. So very interesting chapter, because actually Prajedas, the 10 sons of Prajina Barki, they performed austerities under water. So actually King Prajina Barki was actually engaged in so many sacrifices, which is also according to Vedic system. But he was killing so many animals. So Narada Muni, being Vaishnava, great devotee of the Lord, he came and preached to King Prajinavarki that please do not kill so many animals like this. And the king is always subservient to the devotees of the Lord. So Prajinavarki understood, when Narada Muni preached to him, he understood the purpose of life. So he decided to give up his kingdom and go to the forest. So he was actually ruling the planets. He, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamegam Saranam Raja, Aham Tvam Sarva Pabhyabhyam Vakshayashyami Masya. He took up the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. He surrendered to the Supreme Lord and went away from his kingdom. He renounced the kingdom and went away. So then the whole planets was neglected because there was no king. And trees started growing everywhere, and Prajedas, after performing their austerities under water, when they came out, they saw that the whole earth is covered with the trees, and there is no place for people to live. So then Prabhupada says that actually, this happens when there is no proper ruling of the kingdom. The whole place will become a forest, and there will be so many unwanted trees. Some trees are required for fruits and vegetation for the rest of the living entities. But then many of the trees are not necessary, so they have to be cleared. So Prajedas understood that there is no administration of the planet. So they were angry with the trees. And they had so much power by performing austerities under the water. So they started creating wind and fire from their mouths. They started burning up all the trees. So this is what happens when you perform austerities with a mundane consciousness. You get so much power, and then you like to use it without discrimination. Of course, Prajedas were trying to establish order in the administration of the planet. But then they were, in their anger, they were ready to burn up the whole, all of the trees. They were angry with the trees. So then there has to be some divine intervention. So King Soma, who is the king of the moon planet, he came. So Prabhupada says, moon is in charge of the vegetation and the fruits. So when he saw that all the trees and were being destroyed by the Prajedas, King Soma came to preach to Prajedas. So they were, King Soma said, actually fruits and vegetation is required for all the living entities. If you are going to do like this, then what will your own subjects eat? So please do not burn up all the trees. And so he was preaching to them, and they also understood. And in order to pacify them, King Soma gave Marisha and told them that she is raised by the trees. She is the daughter of the trees. You accept her as your wife. And in this way be pacified. Please do not burn any more trees. And then they agreed. Then the Prajedas got Daksha as their son from the Marisha. So in the womb of that girl, the Prajedas all begot a son named Daksha, who filled the three worlds with living entities. So Daksha is also described elsewhere in Bhagavatam. But that was during the time of Swayambhu Manu. Daksha was there. So Daksha was performing a big yajna. So Brahma and Shiva were also present in that sacrifice. But Brahma was Daksha's father. So Brahma remained seated when Daksha came into the sacrificial arena. Brahma remained seated. That is his father. Lord Shiva was absorbed in meditation on Sangarsana. So he did not notice Daksha coming. And he remained there. So Daksha took offense that Lord Shiva did not get up and offer respects to him. It was okay that Brahma did not get up. So then he started abusing Lord Shiva in that assembly, and he insulted Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva is a great devotee of the Lord. So when personal insult was coming, he just got up and left. He didn't mind. Then, of course, Daksha's daughter, Sati, was there. Sati was very upset because Sati was married to Lord Shiva. Oh, okay, so that was Sati, the son-in-law, actually. Lord Shiva was, from the mundane viewpoint, Lord Shiva was Daksha's son-in-law. So Daksha took offense that son-in-law should actually inferior, he should actually offer respects to me. He did not think of the exalted position of Lord Shiva. He was covered. So then Sati also followed her husband. Sati also decided she won't stay with her father. So at one point Sati heard that Daksha was performing another great sacrifice, and everybody was going to the sacrifice. So then, because of her womanly nature, she said, my dear father, I also want to go. My dear husband, I also want to go to this great sacrifice, the Dakshayaga. So then, Lord Shiva advised her, no, your father does not think highly of me. He has not even invited me. So why do you want to go? We are not invited. So, and if you go there, again he will insult me and you will not be able to tolerate that. So better you don't stay. Then Sati thought, no, this is my father's sacrifice. Daughter doesn't need invitation. I want to go. She was determined to go. Then Lord Shiva said, okay, in that case you go. So then she came, and as predicted by Lord Shiva, Daksha completely ignored her, and offended Lord Shiva again, and Sati could not tolerate that, and she gave up her body. She burned her body right in the sacrificial arena. And then when the news came to Lord Shiva, he immediately sent his assistants, and he personally went there and created havoc in Daksha's sacrificial arena. So this story is there in Bhagavatam. And they actually killed so many of the important personalities there, including Daksha. Because this time, another devotee was offended by Daksha. So Lord Shiva did not take it. Lord Shiva actually took action. His own wife was offended by Daksha. So then Daksha was also killed by Lord Shiva, but later on he made adjustments. He gave his life back to Daksha, but gave him the head of a goat. So Daksha had to undergo that hard lesson, so to speak. So then Daksha came to his senses. He prayed to Lord Shiva, pleased him with his prayers and so on. So later now, in this sixth manandara, Chakshusha manandara, Daksha was again born from the womb of Marisha. His previous body had been destroyed, but he, the same Daksha, inspired by the supreme will, created the desired living entities in the Chakshusha manandara. So Daksha regained his previous opulence and again begot thousands and millions of children to fill the three worlds. So this is a part of the arrangement of the Lord, that the universe has to be filled with different kinds of living entities. 8,400,000 different species of life in this universe. And Daksha is also very much a devotee of Lord Vishnu. But as we can see here, he will be offering prayers and pleasing Lord Vishnu. But he has the desire to be a Prajapati. Prabhupada says, Lord Vishnu understood that Daksha wants to follow the Pravritti Marga, that is the path of enjoyment. He wants to populate the entire universe. But, so Daksha is, and the name Daksha means expert. So he is an expert in sex life. But Dharma Viruddho Bhudeshu Kamosmi Bharadashaba. Krishna says that sex life which is not contrary to religious principles, Krishna is that sex life which is not contrary to religious principles. So Daksha was expert, but Daksha was following religious principles to populate the universe. So he considered that as his devotional service. So that's why he got upset with the Narada Muni. Daksha produced some children, and Narada Muni came and preached to them, and then they all became took up sannyas, and so he could not populate the universe. Now again, second time this happened. So then Daksha actually cursed Narada Muni, saying that you will not be able to live anywhere for more than 3 days. And Narada Muni said, Hari Bol, very good. I'm like a sannyasi, now I don't have to live anywhere for more than 3 days. I don't want to become attached. So he went away. So next time Daksha was very careful to get only female children, so they will not take sannyas and create problems in his service to the Lord. So that was so now here also again we see that Daksha is engaged in creation. Described that he has created so many types of living entities. The word Duhitru Vatsala indicates that all prajas were born from Daksha's, all the prajas were born from Daksha's daughters. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that apparently Daksha had no son. Then he also created all kinds of demigods, demons, human beings, birds, beasts, aquatics and so on. So you can see that Daksha is very expert in the matter of creation. But still he was not satisfied. He thought this is not going right. Something is wrong. So as a devotee then he again came to the shelter of Lord Krishna. And then he starts offering these prayers to the Hamsugukhya prayers. So we can see that Daksha is offering very wonderful prayers, these Hamsugukhya prayers. It starts by describing the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. That his position is actually transcendental. Krishna Surya Sama Mayaha Andhakar. Chaitanya Charitamrita also says, Krishna is like the sun and illusory energy is like the darkness. So when we invoke Krishna's presence, then illusion cannot stay. So here he is wonderfully glorifying Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is transcendental to the illusory energy and the physical categories it produces. So many things are produced in the material world, but it is described as it is produced by the illusory energy. So we are in this material world. We think we have so many, God has given so many wonderful things to enjoy, so that we can enjoy in this world. But it is described here that it is, all these physical categories are produced by the illusory energy of the Lord. So he possesses the potency for unfailing knowledge and supreme willpower, and he is a controller of the living entities and the illusory energy. So Brahma also says when he starts the prayers, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Sarvakarana Karanam. The Lord is the cause of all causes. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Brahma also says, Ishvara Paramaha. That the Supreme Lord is transcendental to the illusory energy of the Lord. Supreme Personality. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha. So the conditioned souls who accept this material manifestation as everything cannot see him, for he is above the evidence of experimental knowledge. So this is when we are under the influence of illusory energy, we cannot understand Krishna. Adas Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Indyehi Sevamugehi Jikvado Swayameva Spuratira. The holy name of Krishna, the absolute nature of the holy name of Krishna, that is how he is non-different from his form, pastimes and activities, that cannot be understood by persons who are materially inclined, materially engaged. Others, nabhaved grahyam indriyaihi. If we are engaged in sense gratification, we cannot understand the transcendental position of Krishna. It's very difficult to know him. But sevon mugehi jihvado swayameva spuratira. If we come to worship Krishna, starting with the tongue, sevon mugehi jihvado, starting with the tongue. So how we can worship Krishna with the tongue? We can chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We can glorify Krishna. We can glorify the transcendental position of Krishna. Just like Daksha is doing here through the Hamsugukhya prayers. We can start glorifying Krishna. That is the seva of the tongue. The tongue should be engaged in glorifying Krishna. The ear should be engaged in hearing about Krishna. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasim Sakyam Atmanivetanam. So there are 9 processes of devotional service, and hearing and chanting about the transcendental position of the Lord is are 2 of them. They are the most important process of devotional service. So So that is reiterated by Prabhupada in the purport. The transcendental position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is explained herewith. Even if a materialistic person could count all the atoms in the universe, he would still be unable to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is what a materialistic person is trying to do. They're trying to understand the truth simply by the study of the material energy. That's not recommended. Because that will not take us to understand the absolute truth. That will not enable us to understand the absolute truth. So even if a materialistic person could count all the atoms in the universe, so if a person is materialistic, it is very difficult to understand Krishna. Bhaktya mam abhijanadi yavanyaschasmi tattudaha tadava mam tattudajnato visade tadanandaram. So it is described that bhaktya tananyashakya ahamevam vidarjuna. Only by the process of devotional service can Krishna be understood as he is, not by any other means. And once you understand Krishna, you can be in the association of Krishna. You can attain the perfection of human life, which is to perform devotional service to Krishna under the authority of the bona fide acharya. If the absolute truth is beyond measurement, one may ask, how can one realize him? The answer is given here by the word Swayambhuve. One may understand him or not, but nevertheless he is existing in his own spiritual potency. So the point is, the Lord, the position of the Lord is so transcendental that he is existing in his own spiritual potency. And by studying his inferior energy, we cannot approach Krishna, because that is only his inferior energy. Brahmedi paramatmedi bhagavaniti shabdite. So even Brahman, the impersonal realization of the absolute truth, is also beyond the material energy. Brahmedi paramatmedi bhagavaniti shabdite. So Krishna's position is so transcendental. How can we hope to know him? Through simply trying to understand this material energy. But of course there is another point. This material energy, as described in Bhagavatam, is also very powerful to understand the transcendental position of Krishna. So that is where the work of the Bhaktivedanta Institute comes in. Because Prabhupada says in topmost Krishna consciousness, the topmost yoga system, Prabhupada explains that by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, one can attain the perfection of life. But Prabhupada goes on to explain, but knowledge begins not from Krishna, but from the things that we are accustomed to see every day around us. Then Prabhupada goes on to explain earth, water, fire, air, the gross material manifestations. And Prabhupada says from this electronics can come so many, the knowledge of how matter works can come. In that book it is explained. So when material energy is described, when it is seen through the eyes of Bhagavatam, Shastra Chakshusha, Then we can also understand how Krishna is there everywhere. Yomam paschati sarvatra sarvam chamayi paschati tasyaham na pranasyami sachamena pranasyati. One who can see Krishna everywhere, to such a person Krishna is never lost. And that person is also always existing in Krishna's mind. And the devotee also never forget Krishna. So material energy means we try to enjoy this world in forgetfulness of Krishna. But even the same material energy we can use in the service of Krishna.
then it becomes spiritualized. So these points are discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. So today is also the appearance day of Purushottam Das Thakur. So we will meditate on whatever information is available about his pastimes and Purushottam Das Thakur. I'll just read a few things I could find. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 11, text number 38, says, Sri Sadashiva Kaviraj Bada Mahashai, Sri Purushottam Das Thanar Taniya. Synonym, Sri Sadashiva Kaviraj, Sri Sadashiva Kaviraj, Bada great, Mahashaya, respectable gentleman, Sri Purushottam Dasa, Thanar Taniya, his son. Translation, Sri Prabhupada's translation, the 23rd and 24th prominent devotees of Nityananda Prabhu were Sadashiva Kaviraj and his son Purushottam Das, who was the 10th Gopala. Then, Ajanma Nimagna Nityanandere Charane Nirandara Balya Lila Kare Krishna Sane. From birth, Purushottam Das was merged in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and he always engaged in the childish play with Lord Krishna. In the purport, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura writes in his Anubhashya, Sadashiva Kaviraj and Nagara Purushottama, who are father and son, are described in the Chaitanya Bhagavad as Mahabhagyavan, greatly fortunate. They belong to the Vaidya caste of physicians. Text 156 of Gaura Ganadesha Deepika says that Chandravali, a most beloved gopi of Krishna's, later took birth as Sadashiva Kaviraj. In text 194 and 200, it is said that Kamsari Sena, the father of Sadashiva Kaviraj, was formerly the gopi named Ratnavali in Krishna's pastimes. All the family members of Sadashiva Kaviraj were great devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purushottam Das Thakur sometimes lived at Sukhasagara near the Chakkadaha and Simrali railway stations. All the deities installed by Purushottam Thakur were formerly situated in Beledanga Gram. But when the temple was destroyed, the deities were brought to Sukhasagara. When that temple merged into the bed of the Ganges, the deities were brought with Janava Mata's deity to Saheb Badanga, Berigram. Since that place also has been destroyed, all the deities are now situated in the village named Chanude Gram, which is situated 1 mile up from Parapad, as referred to above. Adi Leela, chapter 11, text 40, says, Sri Kanu Thakur, a very respectable gentleman, was the son of Purushottam Das Thakur. He was such a great devotee that Lord Krishna always lived in his body. Purport, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya, to go to the headquarters of Kanu Thakur, one has to proceed by boat from the Jakara Gacha Ghat station to the river known as Kapodaksha. Otherwise, if one goes about 2 or 2.5 miles from the Jakargacha Ghat station, he can see Bodh Khana, the headquarters of Kanu Thakur. The son of Sadashiva was Purushottam Thakur, and his son was Kanu Thakur. The descendants of Kanu Thakur know him as Nagara Purushottama. He was the cowherd boy named Dama during Krishna Leela. It is said that just after the birth of Kanu Thakur, his mother Janava died. When he was about 12 days old, Sri Nityananda Prabhu took him to his home at Kadadaha. It is ascertained that Kanu Thakur was born sometime in Bengal in the Bengali year 942 AD 1535. It is said that he took birth on the Radha Yatra day because he was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. From the very beginning of his life, Sri Nityananda Prabhu gave him the name Shishu Krishna Das. When he was 5 years old, he went to Vrindavan with Janava Mata, and the Goswamis, upon seeing the ecstatic symptoms of Kanu Thakur, gave him the name Kanai Thakur. In the family of Kanu Thakur, there is a Radha Krishna deity known as Pranavallabha. It is said that his family worshipped this deity long before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When there was a Maharashtrian invasion of Bengal, the family of Kanu Thakur was scattered. And after the invasion, one Hare Krishna Goswami of that family came back to their original home, Bodhkhana, and re-established the Pranavallabha deity. The descendants of the family still engage in the service of Pranavallabha. Kanu Thakur was present during the Khetari Utsav, when Janava Devi and Veerabhadra Goswami were also present. One of Kanu Thakur's family members, Madhavacharya, married the daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who was named Ganga Devi. Both Purushottam Thakur and Kanu Thakur had many disciples from Brahmana families. Most of the disciplic descendants of Kanu Thakur now reside in the village named Gadabetha by the river Shilavati in the Midnapur district. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur has also named Purushottam Das as one of Nityananda Prabhu's chief associates. Sadashiva Kaviraj was very fortunate to have a son like Purushottam Das. Purushottam Das had no external consciousness of his body, for Nityananda Prabhu is constantly acting through him. This is described in Chaitanya Bhagavata 3.5.7.41.2. This I have got from, excerpted from Sri Chaitanya and his life and Sri Chaitanya, His Life and Associates by Srila Bhakti Vallabha Tirtha Maharaj. For four generations, the family of Purushottam Das consisted of eternally perfect direct associates of Mahaprabhu. Kamsari Sen, Sadashiva Kaviraj, Purushottam Thakur and Kanu Thakur. The Gaura Ganesh Deepika identifies Kamsari Sen as Ratnavali Sakhi and Sadashiva Kaviraj as Chandavali. Purushottam Thakur's wife was named Janava Devi. She died while her son Kanu Thakur was just a young child. Anyway, we read this. One legend about Kanu Thakur holds that when in Vrindavan, while he was holding kirtan, while he was dancing in kirtan, his angle bell flew off. He vowed that he would make his residence wherever the angle bell was recovered. When it was found in the town of Bodhkhan in Jessore district, he established a Sripad there. In the opinion of some, Madhavacharya, Madhava Chattopadhyay of Jirat in Hooghly district, the husband of Nityananda Prabhu's daughter, Ganga Devi, was Purushottam Thakur's disciple. Devakinandan Das, the author of the Vaishnava Vandana, was Purushottam Thakur's disciple. There he writes, "I worship Sadashiva Kaviraj with great attentiveness. He was constantly intoxicated with love and had no external consciousness. I bow down to my worshipable Lord, Purushottam Thakur. Who can list his incomparable qualities? He was merciful to those who were devoid of virtue, displaying the natural power of his compassion. When only 7 years old, he was so intoxicated with love for Krishna that he danced in a way that enchanted the entire world." The following supplementary information is given in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Abhidhan. Some people say that Purushottama's surname was Nagar, while others say that the name Nagar comes from the name of the area where he lived. Since the five villages, Belidanga, Berigram, Sukhasagar, Manasapata and Palpara are so close together, this area is sometimes called Nagar Desh. Purushottam once ate snake poison when in a trance state without experiencing any ill effects. This was a source of great astonishment to all who witnessed it. Many of Nityananda Prabhu's associates often displayed such miraculous powers. Srila Purushottam Das Thakur Ki Jai. So anybody has any questions or comments? Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.